This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the family with
Alex Brant Bernard Rasmussen,
Andy Brant Bernard,
co-host Catherine Brandt.
See,
hello. Home.
Look at Catherine all dolled up to hit the road.
Catherine has makeup on.
She's so fancy, my goodness. How can we?
I know. I put this. I put this sunscreen that I have on, and it made my face peel off this morning, so that's sunscreen.
Funny.
Sunscreen's not supposed to do that, is it?
Well, I've been trying so hard to find a tinted sunscreen because so many of the sunscreens that are minerals make you look like, you know, pasty white ghost person.
They sure do.
And I have this mineral one that has been good that all of a sudden it made my face peel, so... Sorry, whoever I'm sitting to next to in the airplane. It's not leprosy.
Yeah, you can't see it, though. I mean, I'm looking at
it
right
now. If you're close.
Yeah.
Dad has an eye doctor appointment next week.
Look at you.
Look at all kinds of doctor's appointments.
And down here in Florida, I have to say, it's an impossible task to get a doctor.
Unless you
know somebody who knows somebody. Everything down here is concierge medicine, which means you pay $15,000 to a doctor. Up front.
Yeah, just as
and
like a
flat they cover fee. Everything for
yeah.
you.
Huh.
But they don't take insurance. So
it's all like Medicare
weird.
Doctors? That sounds like a
Medicare. There are Medicare doctors apparently, but very few, like, you know, supposedly really good doctors or something. I don't know. A lot of them around here are just concierge medicine.
Is it really $15,000 up front?
Some of them are $15,000 up front, but apparently that's supposed to cover a lot. And they will submit things like lab tests and things to your insurance that will pay. But the problem with Medicare is it pays so little and it pays so slowly that doctors have a lot of money on their books all the time. And they don't get paid for a very, very long time.
Wait a minute, are you saying that our government did something wrong? Hard to believe.
And Medicare doesn't cover near what people think that it does.
Oh, really?
So you need supplemental insurance. Yeah, you have to have A and B, which is medical and hospital, and then you have to have another one for medicine, and then if you want your eyes and your teeth. And why did we decide that eyes and teeth weren't
part
of our body?
They're separate things.
I know.
Why?
Well, it's because you have to have, because there needs, it's a special doctor.
Yeah, it's a different profession entirely.
Yeah.
Well, this ophthalmologist guy that we're going to next week, he takes, it's all insurance.
Oh, you're both going?
Yeah, I haven't had a good eye exam in years.
I was going to say, neither of you have been to the eye doctor or dentist in a while.
Been a while.
No, I've been to the dentist.
Oh, that's good.
I just went to the dentist, my new hockey player dentist up at Champ's old place. I can't remember his name. He's a hockey player.
What?
Oh. Yeah, I'm wearing the shoes he really, really liked last time.
Oh, yeah, the guy that liked your shoes. Yes.
Oh, now, wait. Let me go back for 1 second. It's not $15,000 per person, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, $15,000 for medical is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you consider an average family of, well, Andy's insurance is $1,200 a month for his family.
Yep, yeah. Right there.
And that hard, and what is that, $6,000 deductible?
50-something, yeah. Or yeah. 5,000 something, I mean.
I mean, it's absolutely, it's highway robbery at this point.
How did medicine get to be such a scam?
Because the government got involved in it.
Yeah, that's exactly why it happened. The government stuck their nose in it and destroyed it for everyone. The average family in America can't afford $30,000 for a husband and a wife, or a husband and a husband, or a wife and a wife. They can't afford that.
It's insane. And like I said, that doesn't even cover hardly anything.
Oh,
and your deductible is so high that you have to add that on top of it.
It's just unbelievable.
It is. It's crazy.
As soon as the government got involved in medicine, they destroyed it. And now, basically, don't you guys, Andy and Alex, these medical companies are all in it just for the money. They don't give a rat's ass about your health. They're in it for the money.
Yeah, as I was searching around for a doctor, there were these websites that were, our doctors will spend 15 whole minutes with you.
Ooh. Oh, wow, 15.
I mean, wow, that's a selling point at this juncture. What?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, and then if you can find a good doctor. So anyway, so now Dad has a meet and greet.
Meet and greet.
With
meet
a doctor.
And greet.
A mutual friend knows this guy and uses him. So there's a meet and, you have to have a meet and greet now, which I guess is very common in Canada. I've never heard of this. Has anybody else heard of a meet and greet?
No.
Okay, well, apparently that's a thing too.
But that's like $5,000 too, isn't it?
Yours will be a $4,500 pay per service charge. So yours is going to be $4,500 for a full, complete workup, and I don't think we can submit that to insurance.
Unbelievable.
No, they said they will submit it to insurance, but they don't bother with collections. And any money that you get from insurance comes to you.
Huh.
They don't get paid by the insurance
okay.
company. That's what she said.
But they'll do the work on their end.
But they will do the work.
Right.
So, yeah. But you have to plunk down all of... I mean, I've heard of a couple of doctors at some other places. I've been asking around. I'm like, everybody I know, I'm like, do you have a doctor? Do you have a doctor? Are
right.
they in network? Are
yeah.
they in network? You know, all this stuff. It's just...
Well, yeah, because you guys are down there so much, it's like you got to have...
Yeah.
You
yeah,
should
you
establish care down there.
Well, and
like,
Doug, who recommended this guy that you're going to for the meet and greet, said that he's got his home number. You can call him anytime.
Oh, really?
He can get in. He can get, I guess you can even maybe even get a home visit if you're
oh my
horrible.
God.
Just like the old days.
I guess, but you
yeah.
have to pay. Everything is pay,
of course.
Pay,
yeah.
pay, and then you get something.
You know what's funny when you said that, Andy? The first thing that popped in my head is how the doctor on the Andy Griffith Show would come to
yep.
your house.
When I think of house calls, I think of old black and white TV shows.
Yep,
they bring their bag
true.
Over.
Yeah.
And, yep.
Well, if you think about that, then, I mean, really, what did they have? They had, what did they have? They had some elixirs.
Yeah, they would check your breathing, and they would check your temperature, and they check your heart.
Well, yeah, that's
and
like,
yeah, they didn't. Yeah, I don't know how old stethoscopes are. They're pretty old, but
they're
I mean,
extremely old.
You know, they didn't have a lot of equipment for somebody to have to come into the
no.
office.
They so, didn't have CTs. They
there weren't
barely
lab
had
tests.
X-rays.
There
no.
weren't lab tests. It was just like, oh.
So the kids are starting to talk about their birthdays, you know, and like what they
Uh-oh.
Want for their birthdays. And Sage has requested a stethoscope.
Okay. Yeah, I don't doubt it.
That's the only thing he's asked for so far.
Ethan's favorite thing in the world when we go to the doctor is to mess with the blood pressure cuff. He likes
yeah.
to pump it up. And
yeah. Well, yeah, because
oh,
it's
yeah.
like
you were
never,
just like
yeah.
that, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep, but
he
I'm
loves
like,
it.
Sage hasn't been to a doctor since last year at his well check in June.
Yeah, at that age, they only go once a year.
Yeah, I'm like, when do you, what?
He probably
how
saw it on some yeah, character on TV had a stethoscope.
Oh, yeah. Fawn was
or,
like, I want my ears
know.
Pierced and I want blah, blah, blah. And then
oh.
he was like, I want a stethoscope. I was like,
yeah.
Sure.
Ears pierced. Are you going to let her do that?
I have to talk to Dan about it.
But she's been wait till you were 10, I think.
No, you let me when I was 8, but yeah, I chickened eight. Out twice, mm-hmm. and it
oh,
was I didn't
right.
have
that's
it happen
right.
until I was
out.
9 because I went and I was like, no, I can't do this. But yeah.
I was okay with the one, you know,
yes.
pierced ear thing.
And I'm like, 8 is she? I don't know. I have to talk to Dan about it.
A lot of people do it when their kids are babies.
Oh yeah, totally.
I mean,
totally.
I saw that thing that they used to pierce your ear when I was 8 years old. I would be out of there.
There'd Here's
a,
the thing.
There'd be a hole in the wall.
You would have been a little squeamish with Joyce Allison, my friend since seventh grade.
Yeah. Didn't you use like
pierced
a heated
my
nail?
Ears with a potato and
say,
a
like an apple
needle.
And a needle yep. or something. Yeah.
We froze them with ice cubes.
Yep.
Ow.
Well, here's the thing. There's this place at the Mall of America called Rowan, and it's literally all they do is pierce ears. And apparently it's fantastic. Everyone that's been there it's been pain-free. The kids come up to me and they're like, if Vaughn ever gets her ears pierced, you should go to Rowan at the Mall of America. And I'm like,
okay. Good tip, good tip. Because
I went to, you know, just Claire's where they use the little gun thing and they just shoved it through your ear. And the only thing that was semi-off-putting about the whole experience was the sound it made because I wasn't expecting it. It made like a crunch. It didn't really
there is a crunch.
Yeah, there's a crunch. It didn't really hurt, but I have an extremely high pain tolerance, and so I was like, that was nothing. I don't know why I was so nervous about it. I wasn't like a kid that got freaked out by that kind of thing. I don't know why I chickened out 2 times.
I don't know.
Because you're a baby.
I don't know. It just
because you were a kid.
Like, yeah.
Kids are
kids
afraid
are weird.
Of things.
Kids
that
are
they
weird.
Don't know.
Yeah, and I'm sure Fawn will go in there and be like, "Just do it."
Mm-hmm.
Like she'll just
stab
be like,
"Stab me."
Get it.
Oh, I bet she'll. I bet she'll cry a little bit.
It'll be interesting to see. She'll either be like stone cold or like
yeah,
emotional.
That's our funny.
We'll see. We'll
She's
see what
hot
she
or cold one.
Well, I guess it's like I guess you go in and it's like the place is just filled with earrings. You know, and so it's like, and they get with, it's apparently like $50 or $60 to have this done, but you get 2 pairs of earrings and all of their earrings are like surgical steel. Like they're not this kind that could cause any irritation. And it's just like, and they get 2 pairs of earrings, each ear pierced and it's great. And the whole care thing and it's $50. And I'm like.
Yeah.
That sounds like it'll be a good situation. I don't know if they use a needle or a gun or what they do, but everybody says it's fabulous. I guess when you do a needle, there isn't much of a crunch because it's not just like pushing the cartilage away. It's like actually piercing.
Oh, I
like,
remember crunches.
There was a crunch? Well, you guys
I think
probably
I
used
pierced
like
three
a...
of my. I think there was a group of 6 of us in Joyce's bedroom and we were piercing each other's ears.
Oh, yeah. There were people in my high school that pierced, they had like a sleepover one night and pierced each other's belly buttons and one was like extremely crooked.
Oh,
they're still doing the belly button?
No, no. This was when I was in high school.
Oh,
I don't think
they
I
do
haven't
that so
heard
much
of anybody.
Anymore.
No.
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 That's kind of.
But yeah, one girl came back from that sleepover to school on Monday and her belly button piercing was like completely sideways.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah, I was like, cool girls.
I know.
Wow.
And then you had a dance teacher that had, I don't even know how many holes in her ears.
700,000 piercings.
She looked like a. Something
it was
of
like
Star Wars.
Yes. Literally
it was
all the way
yes.
up on both sides and then like
and
inside
course,
and
yep.
yeah. all the girls wanted to have a zillion one and I was just like, you know what? You wait on this.
Yeah.
You know, if you really yeah. Once you get away from her,
yes.
you might not think that it's so cool anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have 2 on the bottom and then I had 2 on my cartilage on the left side at one point, but then I just stopped. Yeah.
I remember you wanted to gauge your ears.
I did
and I was
gauge
like,
them.
Oh, no.
What's that?
No,
when you stretch out
no.
the holes.
Mm-hmm.
I gauged them, but it was nothing big.
It was gross.
Yeah, you kept it at like 10 or something?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Wasn't that invented by the Ubangi tribe in Africa?
Probably, yeah.
I think
probably.
It was, yeah.
It's probably invented long before we started writing anything down.
And bottom
yeah,
lips
Yeah, anytime
and necks.
These trends are like, come on, man.
You know? Yeah, I know.
It's like, could you just wait till you're a little older?
Yep.
I promise you, you're not going to want giant gauge ears.
Yep.
Ralph Basham, who's on this podcast on Tuesdays
Fixing
generally,
gauges. That's...
He said it's the worst
yep.
thing to do to try to fix those ear.
Well, you can't. Yeah, it's not possible. Well,
he said it's all just a bunch of scar tissue.
Yes.
Yep. And there's no like live tissue left to sew together. He said it's just a horrible
situation. I asked him a few years ago because not long after I got my ears pierced, I put on some of your earrings, Mom, that were like pretty heavy. And it like ripped the hole. So my hole.
What?
Yeah, the hole in my ear is like quite low.
Oh, it's probably because you aged them.
No, it was because I put on one of your earrings and like, I don't know if my tiny child ears couldn't handle it or if I did it too early after having them pierced. Oh. I don't know. But it like ripped a hole in it. Some of the holes are like pretty, they're kind of like lines more than most people's are holes. And I asked him years ago, I was like, can you like fix that to make it normal? And he was like, it's horrible. Like earlobe things are my least favorite thing to do. And I was like, okay, well, that's not worth it.
It's a bad call.
That's the thing. It's like if you get like one of those like double zero gauges in your ears are like that forever. You have to wear those gauges or else you have like giant loops in your ears forever.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a certain point of gauging your ears where it shrinks back.
Yeah, but not, it's not very high.
To a certain point,
I hardly ever see that anymore.
And it's very rare.
It's generally with somebody that's really stuck in that goth thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so like, can you imagine, you know, like you're 40 years old and you're going in for a job interview and you either have to wear these gauges or you have to have your ears all like flopping around?
What do you do? Flop around? Yeah, it's just like nasty.
Your professional look is ruined forever, so hopefully you don't need to be professional.
And the amount of times I've caught my earrings in a brush.
Oh, it hurts.
Or a hair thing, and I have to have a gigantic hole right here. I know I would rip off my whole ear somehow. Something would get caught in there, and it would be a disaster.
I would imagine so.
You were kind of like in the era of guys piercing their ears. You never did it?
Not even thought of it for once. They also used to put things in their nose deal.
A lot of people do.
Oh, yeah.
Not too much anymore.
When I was a kid, it
Melissa's got that.
Yeah, she's got one.
She has a nose ring, yeah. Mm-hmm. Natalie and Chloe. I was with Natalie and Chloe when they got their nose.
Every
pierced.
90s girl has one of those. It's
weird. I remember you threw me under the bus, Alex.
What'd I do?
Because you had been talking about getting your nose pierced, and I said, and like I said, all of this, tattoos, extra holes in your body, you just wait till you're, you know, at least out of high school, preferably out of college. Because trends come and go, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of a trend.
Yeah.
And they wanted you to go and get your nose pierced, and you told them something about that it was you said, my mom says it's whorish or something. And Natalie was like, I've got my nose ring, Kath. What she called, Kath, don't I look like a whore? And I'm like, what is happening right now?
Very confusing thing to say.
Alex must have said something about what I said.
I mean, you
so
probably did say that at some point.
Jesus.
You might have said that in
passing
conversation.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Hey, man.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road? Or the child that followed. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, you didn't do it, so
I didn't do it. It works.
I guess
it's all true.
I was with
My
them
God.
When they did it.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, and they still both wear them, I think. Yeah,
I think.
I don't know. It's hard
stuff
to
stuff up your nose. Doesn't make much sense to
I
me.
I see Natalie all the time, and I'm like, does she wear one still? I don't know. I'll see her next week.
Yeah, you kind of just like filter it out. You don't even
if you're
notice
used
it.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually pretty small.
Like the little ones. Mm-hmm. If the rings are more.
The rings. And the, yeah.
Rings
yeah.
I could
one
not.
The, what is no. this thing on your nose?
Yeah,
septum.
Septum.
The septum.
Yeah.
That one just reminds me of a ball.
A ball, yep. Yeah. Every time.
I can't do it. I can't.
Well, can you imagine like how much a septum piercing would hurt? Ow.
I would think that would be very painful.
I can't
painful.
Even.
That would be horrible.
It sounds. Because it's well, not. Because it's really
it
thick.
It's very. It's thick cartilage.
It's
yeah.
super
they do
thick
it really
cartilage.
Fast. Like even for bulls, they don't. They just right through there.
Yeah.
They don't give them any anesthetic or
yep.
anything.
Really?
No.
Well, that's not good. I got to tell you something that was very. You know, you guys have known Kristen Burt for what, 10, is it 11, 12 years now?
A
she
long
was
time.
On very, very early, yeah.
She was.
I could probably find out, actually.
Oh, yeah. Do you know? Oh, you could find out the first appearance she made on the Family Podcast. That's great.
I think I can.
It was very early when I was digging, where I was trying to find a way to piece together a show. I'm like, we need entertainment. We need sports. We need all this show stuff. So, yeah. And I found Kristen on some really, that was back when podcasts were in their infancy, and I think there was like some sort of board with authors and and stuff, and Kristen was on there, and I was like, she sounds like she'd be good with us. And
she was
here,
terrific.
She's been here the whole time. Very lucky find.
What did you find out, Andy?
I'm still looking,
going all the way back. Well, I'll tell you the first part of it, but this is why the whole family, just all four of us, just love Kristen Burt, because there's some financial situation going on with a family member, and somebody's trying to work angles to get more money and all the rest of it. And she started crying during the show. It was so sweet.
What are you talking about?
She was on the show, and apparently somebody is trying to squeeze money out of her family in Massachusetts.
Oh.
It was. She is the sweetest, most caring person I think maybe we've ever worked
she
with.
She is just a darling.
She's just a wonderful, wonderful person.
She is.
First episode I can find was episode 26.
So that was 12 years ago.
That would have been, yeah.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
I have this file here that I made. When would that have been? That would have been September 12th, 2012. So, yeah, coming up on 12 years.
Coming up on 12 years ago now.
I can't believe we've been doing this show for this long.
It's wonderful.
Is anybody listening?
Yes, as a matter of fact,
care?
It still does. It still does better numbers than most podcasts do.
I know.
It does.
All because of you, baby.
Oh, yes, it's all because of me, exactly. But, no, I just wanted to point out again before I move on, Kristen Burt is a very loving, very caring person. She's great to work with. She's dedicated.
She's just got kitties.
Great, and she's got kitties.
She's
exactly.
got kitties.
I forgot about that, to throw that in. So what else has happened on your end? Anything good?
I'm planning a surprise baby shower for my son's teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you know she's not a listener.
Uh-oh.
She's not.
Oh. How do you know?
I just know she's not. She's not quite her demographic.
No, yeah, I suppose.
Super churchy, young 20s teacher.
Oh,
okay. Not really.
Yeah, I don't think so. No.
It is unbelievable.
Why are you doing this shower?
I'm the room parent for her class, and she's leaving.
Work shower?
She's leaving after she has the baby. She's having the baby this summer, so this is her last year.
Oh.
And so we're doing a surprise shower. The priest or the kindergarten teaching aide and I are conspiring, and we're doing a surprise shower after lunch one day. And she's not going to know about, and some of the parents are going to help me out with it, and yeah. And she's just lovely, and so it's going to be like a little baby shower /
goodbye
party.
Wow. Nice.
Who was the character that always used to do that?
Mr.
Burns.
Burns.
Oh, it was Mr. Burns. Yeah, but who's the one who did this?
Smithers is who you're.
Dithers.
This?
Smithers.
I don't know. I think
Mr. Burns.
Yeah. Excellent.
Mr. Burns did that. He did excellent. Yes. But somebody else did the, you know, I was thinking.
Well, I mean, I remember who it is. It's been a long-standing villain thing.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Jafar did it, I'm pretty sure, in Aladdin.
Jafar.
Mm-hmm.
Weird Jafar.
It's all true.
Prince Abubu.
Oh, yeah. Jafar.
Prince Abubu.
Yep, that's what he called Aladdin, because he was Ali Ababwa. So Jafar.
Ali
Ababwa.
Ali Ababwa.
So Jafar called him Prince Abubu.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to run this by the morning show. I got a couple into it, and it you know, we had to move on to other things. This is an interesting story. Is feeling annoyed the new norm? 2/3 of people in a poll say they're generally more annoyed than ever before. 45% said they can't remember the last time that they went 24 full hours without feeling irritated by something. Every day they get irritated by something.
I work hard on not feeling annoyed.
Because you're married to me.
It's hard.
Well, you're annoyed a lot.
You are annoyed.
I get annoyed constantly, that's true.
Yeah, you're,
what?
You are.
You should try having a two-year-old.
I have had two-year-olds,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, we've had two-year-olds in the
we
house.
We got it, exactly.
We know how annoying they
yeah, now that he can talk, his thing is, he'll just say the same thing over and over and over. He'll be like, Mario's red. And I'll be like, yep, Mario's red. Mario's red. Yeah, Mario is red. Mario's red. It's like,
remember,
okay, I get it.
I used to walk around the neighborhood going, Birch, Bella, Mommy, Daddy,
yeah,
Nana,
she would just name
Papa.
Off people she knew.
Ethan does that, yeah.
She would just shout it out to the neighbors.
Yeah. Yep.
These are yes. all my people, just thought
yeah,
you should
like,
know.
I need
just
you
just
to
do
know.
That over and over.
For a long time when Ethan was going to sleep, he would just be like sitting there going, Grandma, Nana, Bop Bop.
They just think of
Michael.
People they know.
Yeah, they just go through the
off.
Names, yeah. They just do their flashcards in their head, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, here's the list. The top 10 everyday irritations that you might encounter today. You all get to vote on this.
Okay.
We only got through a couple of them on the morning show. So, number 10, the last person in the bathroom uses up the toilet paper, doesn't replace the roll. Does that annoy you?
Yes.
It's a very mild annoyance, but
no,
yeah.
Not, yeah. If you go into like a public bathroom and there's no toilet paper, that's annoying. But
that's
also, it's like, what was that person supposed to do? Like, if I'm ever the last one to use it in a public bathroom, I go to tell somebody, like, there's no toilet paper in this bathroom anymore. But yeah.
Number 9, when someone could hold the door for you but doesn't.
That one, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends.
Yeah.
I think that annoys my generation much more than your guys' generation.
Yeah, I hold the door for people all the time.
I do too.
Like if somebody's carrying something, I'm always like, yes, I'm going to hold the door for you because I would really like somebody to hold the door for me.
I like when they don't hold the door, but it's a slow closing door so I can like slip in without touching the door so I feel like a ninja.
Yeah, exactly.
Ninja.
That's my favorite.
No question.
Fantastic.
No question about it. Number 8 is cyclists who hog the road.
100% so annoying, especially when there's a bike path right there. Happens to me all of the time. I don't want to kill you, but
you make it hard not to.
Yeah, it's really difficult to not. It's like we have a bike path literally the whole road on the way to our house. mm-hmm. when you exit off of the freeway. Just straight up, beautiful, well-maintained bike path. So many people think they're in the Tour de France,
yep.
and they're like, I'm too fast for the
yep,
bike
gotta
path.
Gotta go fast.
I gotta go on the road. It's like, no, pal, you don't. Go on the bike path.
Well, even when they're on the bike path, I'm like, hands at 10 and 2, eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Because if I nudge this person, they're dead.
Erratic.
It's like, I know they're, you know, like, they got 5 feet of clearance, but it's still, it's like, I don't know. I just can't imagine cycling on a busy road where you're so vulnerable.
I remember biking up and down Golden Valley, Glenwood Road, all of the time. I mean, I was on that thing all summer long, 100 times a day probably. And I had this old crappy three-speed bike, and it had a cable that, I don't know, the clip came off or died or rusted away or something.
The clip died.
And the cable was constantly kind of popping out by where my pedal was. And one day, I'm pedaling in traffic, and of course, the pedal gets caught in the cable.
Oh, God.
And I, like, careened into traffic.
Oh, yeah. See, that's
and
why
I
would never
somebody,
do that.
And somebody just honking and screaming at me, and I'm like, oh, there was really nothing I could do.
Right.
And I always swing wide for bikes. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
They have a right to the road. The laws are that bicyclists can ride on the road. They're supposed to be able to keep up a decent pace, and they're supposed to let, you know, they're supposed to follow traffic laws. Part of the problem is that they don't.
They do not know. Especially traffic lights. They don't care
a
crap
about
traffic lights.
And they're all this stuff. It's like, you know.
I know. It's like when they're like doing this serpentine pattern. It's like, do you want me to hit you with my car? Because I don't want to, but
because
it's not my choice at this point.
Bike paths, I think your speed limit is supposed to be 10 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. That's not very fast.
It's not. Well, it is pretty fast on a bike, but it's not that fast for some road cyclist that's, you know, trying to put in 100 miles this week, you know.
Well, 10 miles an hour, that's like a sprint, isn't it?
10 miles an hour on a bike is a pretty good pace, isn't it?
Speed. Human sprinting speed.
Fast as hell,
yeah, humans can sprint 15 miles an hour, so.
For a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
Some humans,
like,
not me.
If I could theoretically run faster than a bike, then that bike is not going fast. That's my rule.
Well, that's, you know, Usain Bolt.
No, that's an average. Usain Bolt is 27 miles an hour.
There's somebody faster than him now, apparently.
They're faster than 27, 28 miles an hour? Oh, my God.
Somebody just beat his record, and nobody's heard of
this person. Is his name Usain Thunder?
No.
There you Bolt and Thunder, get it?
But there is somebody that just passed his record.
Let's see here.
That's fast.
While you're looking that up, I got to say this. Only in West Palm Beach do all the bicyclists ride in the road, and all the motorized carts are on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that is true.
Doing like 30 miles an hour, too.
Yep.
It's like, what? And you can't hear them coming, so if you
electric.
Happen to misstep, they would smoke you.
Yep. I know. They really do go
it's
fast
terrible.
On the sidewalks. See, that they are not supposed to do that. They are supposed to be
not.
In the road.
And half the time, it's inebriated 80-year-olds. So that doesn't help.
What?
Well, that's going to be a
on
problem.
On their little golf carts putting around? Absolutely.
Oh, in a golf community,
yeah.
Downtown
absolutely,
here, it's almost all those motorized scooters that are screaming down the
Dave
sidewalk.
Says that there's a new law that says bicyclists do not have to stop at stop signs.
Yeah. That was
my
like the
God.
Last
that's
like
insane.
Year. Yeah, that they just can blast through.
Why?
That's really stupid.
That's like asking to get hit.
I agree.
It was like a two-way stop, you know, like a car is going through and you just ignore the stop sign.
Yep.
It's like you kind of have to be aware of
Well, you
what's
should be
going
aware.
On.
You should look, but
and,
I mean, how many of these cyclists are like, oh, I got,
well, no,
I'm in my zone. I got
I think,
tunnel vision.
I think here's the thing, because I was a cyclist, still kind of not as much, but yes. I think it's kind of more if you're going through a four-way stop, it used to be like if you're on a bike, you had to stop, like a car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But now it's like you don't have to stop. If there's nobody there and you're on your bike, you don't have to stop your bike, put your feet down, look, get your feet back on, and start your bike again. Like if you're going through a four-way stop, no one's there, you can just go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the intention behind that. Not like every single stop sign you can just ignore.
I mean, I see bicyclists staring down at their phone screen I mean, it's just...
Oh, I don't even know how you would do that. No. Like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I've even seen them driving or riding their bikes with no hands, with their cell phone up here,
yep,
up by their face, looking at it.
What a good idea.
Pedaling along.
That's the kind of person that makes bicycling the second most dangerous form of transportation, right after motorcycles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People get hit all the time on bikes in the cities. They do.
Well, it's like they probably... All you have to do is, like, hit the wrong pothole, get flung over the bars, you break your neck.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not only that, though. I mean, think about how many times people are swerving around and they're not paying attention driving a car.
That is true.
Yesterday I was driving on I-95, and honest to God, there was this person that just could not stay in a lane.
Yep.
They were half in the left one and half in the right one. They just kept on moving around like they were intentionally trying to hog up the road. I looked at them as I sped by them to get away from them, and they were staring at their telephone. I mean, if you're on a bike and you got somebody like that, you are definitely in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, the number one thing that annoys the piss out of people, when someone doesn't clean up after their dog.
Oh boy.
Well, that I won't deal with.
It's very annoying.
You do see that.
Well, it's
more
a biohazard, and it's just gross.
Downtown Minneapolis, over by the Itasca building, it was just nothing but dog crap everywhere.
True.
Yeah. Those people up in there would not pick up after their dog, no matter what. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that should be like a $5,000 fine each time.
$5,000.
But it's gross, and especially like we'll be walking the dogs, and in the middle of the path, paved bike walking path, there's just dog poop.
Yep,
I know. It's unbelievable.
It's like, I've been in situations where I've walked the dogs and they've been on the side and they've pooped and I'm like, oh, I don't have any bags. Mm-hmm. Like, I used up my last one and I forgot to get a new thing. I will take sticks from the side.
Yeah, you gotta get a leaf or something.
To, like, chopstick and throw it into the woods as best I can. Because I'm just like, nobody needs my dog's poop, like, right where they're trying to live their life.
No, it is. It's disgusting and that is very irritating.
Yeah.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Well, there was this one time in Florida this year, actually, where I was walking Daisy down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden this girl behind me, she's like, excuse me, your dog just crapped on the sidewalk. She just like started dropping it like a horse while walking. I didn't even notice. She didn't even slow down.
That's unusual.
So I turn around and sure enough, so I pick it up and I'm like,
a trail of terror.
I would have never known if someone hadn't said something.
Good to know.
So there are dogs that do that. Apparently that was the first and only time she's ever done that, but you know.
Well, shit happens, is what you're saying.
Yes,
oh, God, here we go. Now, Jude has a new thing, and I don't know why he developed it, but
Jude
he did.
Has a new thing.
There's always a new thing with Jude. You're absolutely right about that. Jude. He now decides he can only poop on foot-tall bushes.
Yeah. Mm. He like, hunches over a small bush and poops. Sure.
What
is this about now?
Jude, it's brand new, and he's done it, about 4 or 5 times
now? Or he backs his ass up into a bush and decides to go.
Truly, he does.
And it's really hard to deal with getting that out of a bush.
Yeah, I would
imagine.
Let
me tell you. I've been poked. I've had a splinter. Thanks, Jude.
That's a Judy thing. That is a Judy thing all the way, so what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
But it's so, just watching him do it, it doesn't even look like he's comfortable doing
it. It's not comfortable.
I don't understand why he wants to do that.
He's trying to find some unpooped, territory.
Yeah.
I suppose. Yeah.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, when we were first down there, it took a long time for us to find a place where Daisy would go because she would smell the grass and she'd be like, no.
Yeah.
No, not
very,
doing it.
Yeah, Jude doesn't like to go where other dogs
communal bath. I don't blame her. Sometimes walking past patches of grass, it's like, You know, it smells like someone threw a stick of dynamite in a porta potty.
See, this is what happens when you get purebred dogs, you guys. They're just so high maintenance.
No, oh, for heaven's sake.
My dog, my mutts don't care. They'll poop anywhere.
I don't know. Some of the patches of grass there.
No, I'm just kidding. Neither of them have ever been in a city, so I have no idea how they would react.
That's the thing is Daisy doesn't. I mean, she's not a city dog either. She's never been a city dog. Yeah. When we lived in St. Louis Park, that's as close as she came.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fairly city because you had to walk her all the time.
Yeah, we had to walk her out there.
All right. So, yes, highly annoying.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep.
Verdict, yes.
But I still don't understand why you would choose a bush to poop in where nice flat grass would be wonderful.
You'll have to commune with the dog at some point.
And by the way, Jude knows something's going on because he came into the studio this morning, so he knew something was happening, and he's right.
Uh-oh.
Mom's hitting the road, he must watch you pack.
Yeah, packing.
I picked up a bag that I only use when I travel.
Yep.
That's
all it takes.
He knows every pair of shoes that I put on.
Oh, remember Hobbs? Sometimes we would pack, and we wouldn't see Hobbs for 3 days. He would just go and hide. He'd be like, I'm not going on a plane. Screw this.
And I would come home from trips sometimes, and he would have peed and pooped in my tub.
Yep, in the tub.
Every time.
Yeah,
every time.
So some animals are very sensitive to that sort of thing. They know when it's coming.
Think about that.
Yep.
They know. Mm-hmm. For sure.
That's wonderful.
Oh, animals.
All right. You only got like 3 minutes, Catherine, left on the show this week. So, Alex, too. That's right. Alex.
That's normal. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No, but I'm just saying we're off about 15 minutes early today.
Yeah, we're going to cut it short.
You got to make your flight.
I got to make my flight.
I'm going to go get a smoothie bowl with my extra time.
Is that downstairs?
Very excited. No, it's in St. Louis Park.
Where?
Oh, that one on Excelsior?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, they make such good smoothie bowls. They're like $700, but they're
Boulevard
so delicious.
And you know that
it's like right by there's like Trader Joe's, Fresh Thyme, Starbucks.
Oh, all that stuff right there.
Yeah, what's the name of that
rich there's person like area?
Vibe.
No, I mean the whole complex.
Oh, Excelsior
something.
And Grand.
Yeah, Excelsior and Grand.
There. Excelsior and Grand. That's
yes.
Why I buy my pot, and they can sell it over the counter in St. Louis Park. You can only get 5 milligrams. I think that changes either at the end of the summer or next year or something like that. But
I don't know. They're still fighting about it, of course, in Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, Minnesota, everybody else just, like in Florida, we showed up. It's all passed. Whatever you need, it's right here. Minnesota, in about 2 years, we'll think about getting to it.
And then they made a law, and then they decided that that was a bad thing to do, so they're going to relook at the law. So it's just like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota has
just
to do that.
Just get something done.
Why does Minnesota have to do that?
I don't know.
It takes like 3 times longer in Minnesota to do
it's
anything.
It's a very Scandinavian thing. It's just they, you know. Like they like to quabble about minutia.
Listen, here's the thing about Scandinavians. I'm surrounded by them.
One
that's true. You sure are.
They don't even know how they feel about something until 2 weeks later. So it's hard to get anything done sometimes because in
it process for a while.
It's a long process to figure out where their baseline is. And where to go from there. So,
all right. Next time you see Alex and Catherine, they'll be back in studio next Monday, which they would be anyway.
Mom is not going to be here, actually, at all.
No,
be
on back next here. Monday. No,
she'll
she's
be back in Florida.
Yeah,
I said she'll be in studio.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like that studio?
All right, let's not argue. I gotta go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So we'll talk
love
to you guys
and
later. Have a great day. Love. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.